Councilman Franek.
Here.
Commissioner Forehand. Commissioner Reno Ogden.
Here.
Commissioner Sager.
Here.
Commissioner Graham White.
Here.
Zinski.
Here.
And Commissioner Murr.
Here.
Full House. Thanks, everyone. First item on the agenda, approval of minutes. Does anyone have any additions or revisions to the draft minutes for our last meeting on May 25th? I'm seeing horizontally shaken heads. Means no. Does someone want to make a motion to approve as presented?
To approve.
All right. Chairman Franek.
Aye.
Commissioner Forehand.
Aye.
Commissioner Reno Ogden.
Aye.
Commissioner Sager.
Aye.
Commissioner Graham White.
Aye.
Krasinski.
Aye.
Commissioner Murr.
Comments. Our owner and a representative with respect to Hatcher, which we'll be dealing with in due course, claimed that welcome to speak or if necessary to them, but there's no necessity for other extensive applications. That end, I'll comment section. Review the application for certificate of appropriateness for 553 Thatcher. This is with respect to the addition to the property by rather extensive garage addition that's connected to the main home. What we're here tonight to talk about is whether or not we believe the application is complete in and of itself, or whether we require submission of any additional material for our review once we've determined that it is in fact complete and as received. Then what we can do is we can schedule next meeting. Does anyone have would like to see added or addressed that is not part of the submission as to the garage addition to the home? Carla, no. All right. The application then is deemed complete or at our next item, appropriateness for a garage demolition of the same property, 553 Thatcher. This will require a public hearing consistent with ordinance. Is there anything else that people believe they need to see with respect to this application that's not already been presented? I suppose what we should do is we probably should vote on the fact that we have reviewed the application for its appropriateness for completeness with respect to 553 Thatcher, the home.
Second.
All right, Chairman Franek.
Aye.
Commissioner Forehand. Commissioner Reno Ogden.
Aye.
Commissioner Sager.
Aye.
Commissioner Graham White.
Aye.
Commissioner Krasinski.
Aye.
Commissioner Murr.
Aye.
As to the review of the application for the certificate of appropriateness, reviewing it as to the completeness for the demolition of the existing garage at 553 Thatcher. Previously discussed that earlier a couple of moments ago. Would someone like to make a motion to indicate that we accept it as complete?
I so move.
Is
Chairman Franek.
Aye.
Commissioner Forehand.
Aye.
Commissioner Reno-Ogden.
Aye.
Commissioner Sager.
Aye.
Commissioner Graham White.
Aye.
Commissioner Kaczynski.
Aye.
Commissioner Murr.
Aye.
Approved. They're both complete. We will schedule contact you as do is we'll try to schedule it prudently as we can. Try to do both of them at the same evening. Part of that process, try to do it expeditiously. Also, try to do it at a time where we can get the most members. You're most welcome. Do you have any questions? Okay. Review of an application for a certificate of appropriateness for completeness with respect to 60 Bray. The application in front of you speaks in terms of two changes to that home. Luke, do you want to describe the information you got this morning? There's some additional information. Changes what's in what?
So at approximately 10 this morning, the architect for this project reached out to me via email and said they are not going to go along with the porch portion of this project anymore. However, I noticed for a certificate of appropriateness is 20% of the viewable facade anywhere on the sidewalk. The dark gray portion is an addition at the back, which would be viewable. And there's a discussion that was had with that additional, would that addition alone also be 20% of the facade, be that most westward wall.
And in fact, what we're talking about, the measurement specifically, linear number of square feet as opposed to the square footage. Linear measurement, and it appears to meet that. Therefore, it will require a appropriateness. As part of our next meeting, it does not require a demolition hearing because no demolition. Amount of things attached to it. Contributing or noteworthy properties to consider for. In our last meeting, we spoke about and agreed that there are, I believe, 17 properties which Sager has viewed, done a lot of work on. I requested to turn. At, I believe it's 13 or 14, I think it's 13, were now crossed the 50-year threshold, but were previously mentioned as worthy of review of significant in one of the last portions of the first volume of the survey. Across 13 of them have now crossed. Addition, four other properties he believes merit because of either architectural detail or in several of the instances association with individuals who are last time we'd done a survey, after putting out a request for proposal and getting a number of bids, we brought in three architectural firms to give presentations. The commission awarded the survey work to a Chicago area firm working in conjunction with an Oak Park architect new practices as a solo architect, a former member of the Oak Park Historic Preservation Commission, and in fact, does a lot of historic preservation work as well as survey work. Sat down with him this morning, had an extensive conversation. He is very much interested in doing the work. I'm waiting for from him is a proposal as to the cost. Indicated is what we're talking about. Review the properties, those 17 properties, and for lack of suggested that he look at as potentially 20, just in case there's another one or two that happen to be under the wire before the survey is done, completed. And that sent that to us several before that what we would do is we would then discuss his recommendations at either one or two meetings, depending on those that evening or evenings. Then armed with that, we would then call it, and he probably, other than a brief presentation as to the method and mechanics for those of us on the commission who were not present at the creation 10-12, that what he would do is that is a much simpler process. That once we had reviewed whatever the number was, we would call him back in if we felt, given the number, whether we wish his advice as to either the creation of a separate historic district for mid-century modern or a revision to the existing historic district and what that would entail. Probably a bit more extensive. He is more than willing to do it. He does done this on the most welcome. Meeting for that. Hopefully, I will have a number prior to next meeting as the tip. Does anyone have any additional questions? Where we are in that process, what the process is, I'm kind of moving forward with the charge that I was given up. Yeah, the first thing we'll do is once we get the proposed compensation, and they will, assuming it is not a large, they may be able to approve itself. The idea being that once we have determined how we wish to proceed, one, how many properties we want, and then whether we wish to go with an expansion of the current historic district or new district, then we'll do a presentation. Do that if someone would like to buy it for the company. It's kind of the same process we did. And it's intentionally so that people can say the same process was followed, the same people were involved, it is something where the same standards were used. It's not a situation where someone is advantaged or disadvantaged either by the passage of time, being reviewed by different people, using different standards, etc. Hey, it's absolutely seamless. It's absolutely
good.
I guess it depends upon the size of the number. In this particular instance, given the small number, I mean, my recollection, Dave, is that the number for the initial was not enormous. Thousands of 196. being viewed and by us as well as being either architecturally or and the number was 296 out of thousands, and or some approximate number probably going to be
available of those 17 or 20 properties.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'll send you what I have, Luke, from Luke can
try to get a third party involved.
Are you more comfortable, Dave, with getting an additional bid?
Oh, I'd prefer to use.
No, actually, extraordinarily pleased with the work that and I also relatively small number. We anticipated the both would be not a month's long turnaround, nor would it be one of the things he did ask is whether research had been done, and I had diligently my requests for building permits in order to lock down specific dates, or in fact, some properties that were included on that section of the first volume of the survey that, in fact, were not even still within the 50 years. There had been some other meaningful changes, plus some had unfortunately been torn down, so that as a result, the existing number, I think it's 24 off the top of my head, that was included in the first volume, 11 years ago, much smaller number than any thoughts, comments, questions, direction.
Add that the research that is documented.
Oh, I'm certain it is. I would expect nothing less. Chapter and verse, I believe, is the frequently applied phrase, which is good. It's exactly what he needs.
I'm sure a very detailed person.
I am at a loss for words. One of the things, though, need someone to... David can walk out his front door and walk the 100 yards total, take some of those photographs, because most of them tend to be in that area. And I think there's one Edgewood and one John Thatcher or Keystone. Luke will send that around. Okay. Discussion regarding promotion of River Forest architecture and history, one of our catch-alls. Is there anything that anyone bring up, add, or discussion?
The time dimension searchable database.
Sure, absolutely.
So thank you. The searchable database is up again. and it's working just fine. I was working with another volunteer at the History Museum, and we're trying to maybe this in the talking stage to either create a program or a sidewalk tour of maybe Edgewood, the oldest part of Edgewood, and talk about then into the Waller, it used to be called Waller's Park, but who owned it first? So kind of a history of the development of that area, and then part, you know, you've got the Winslow House that bought up, but also then when the Waller House came down and the properties were sold to Mr. Braun, and then talk about that mid-century model development. And the one thing we, even though the article about Martin Braun in our survey says there were 13 houses, when I went into the searchable database, I don't find the architect name. So we're not sure which of those houses, if they're all Martin Braun, and so we thought maybe a FOIA request might be. Does anybody else have ideas to identify those? And I know that they're in the survey. There were a couple houses that were in white, meaning that they were not even potentially contributing to anything. And so we weren't sure about those two. So, but that's where we're at. Yeah, so we found that the searchable database, deep, even though you've got the 13 stated, we don't know. Hopefully. Or one of those is noted that it could have been a newer build, that there could have been a tear down, and I would think.
One of the things, by the way, speaking of the mid-century modern theme, one of the things I neglected to mention previously is that Doug Gilbert, the architect I've been talking to, who's previously involved with the survey, had, you know, 7 or 8 years ago also been significantly involved and conducted a mid-century modern house walk in Oak Park. That's something that he's got a little bit extra gravitas in that area.
Yeah.
Baker, when you are you referring to just the properties in the Auburn area for potentially a FOIA request, just the ones that were not white in the survey?
I'm going to, right off the top of my head, I'm going to say the triangle. So it's ever in that triangle. It's going to be Auburn, River Oaks.
Free to get the FOIA. I'm the FOIA officer, so I'll be the one handling it.
I believe the technical phrase is bring it on.
Lots of caffeine that day.
Yeah, that was a lot of work. Thank you. Yeah. Some of these are, you know, 90 pages of documents created with one address.
Sincere thanks to Jan for the diligence as well as Luke. And then all this stuff is someone who has dug through the building permits for our home. I know how difficult that can be. Although the only good news is because of these are much more recent, it's probably only one location as opposed to multiple locations, hopefully.
Mr. Bear, who does the PBS.
Jeffrey Bear.
Is there anyone on our website or in our group that sees this video for?
I think it is. Yeah.
PBS.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, one of One of the things I mentioned to Doug is I mentioned that in terms of not only the staying power of the survey, but also the fact that when it's available, we aren't having some soon-to-be put-to-bed computeral issues, will be a little bit more accessible. Plus, I also mentioned the fact you're rather on a walking tour that is accessible, and how that's really something that we're really going out of our way. And Albert's comment was he wasn't aware that that's pretty uncommon. Really, that's Brian's cap in terms of. The planning is all there. Sometimes finding is, but you know, no one present has any responsibility for any path. Anything else on that topic? Not application for historic preservation awards. We have one, I believe.
We have two.
Ah.
Two we've had since the last meeting. I think you heard for that garage on. There's one more who. It has been the same two last meeting, and the due date is July 28th. And then we, with last meeting, we agreed we would review all the applications and invite the. Pulled up on the screen is the social media post. Village has been putting out regarding this, mm-hmm. And the last meeting would be the time to talk about this. We discussed social media a little bit. What it looks like on Facebook, it would look very similar on Instagram. I thought we could either kind of think of a good image for Commissioner Murr's talk could be a separate post. I have control over all this, so I'm open to any ideas. And I do think we've been getting a good presence out there right now or two. But at the last meeting, I asked that we would highlight Commissioner Murr's walking tour. So I think it would look like this. And I guess either remove the application regarding the awards or just put turn. You know, make a separate over here, just add a little another sentence at the bottom, like if you're interested in seeing more houses, you know, or a Google Maps map that you could utilize to view houses.
App, wasn't it mentioned? You may be aware of her involvement with the Illinois Municipal Association, formal title. And
yes.
She had asked, it had been pointed out to her by Luke, that in fact we had one revision to make, namely expunging the somehow unintended and inexplicable attribution of a Victorian property, classic Victorian property, to Frank Lloyd Wright's design. That's since been corrected. And I guess that's in the process of.
So president is the president right now of the Illinois Municipal League, and talking our board out there a little bit more. She's hosting an event here. I think it's like a gift bags, and in those gift bags there will be two HBC. There will be the corrected pamphlet, and something I think from the Frank Lloyd Wright. The members who come all over Illinois.
I think one of the things that's clearly on the radar screen is I mentioned in the past that I continue to do tours as a volunteer over at Unity Temple in Oak Park. And as such, many of the people, probably half of the people that I give tours to are either architecturally or engineers, or engineering trained, and about half of the, again, about half of the total are not from the U.S. And when I mention River Forest being the sister village and having some many of the same attributes as Oak Park, on a not inconsequential number of times, the response I get is, yeah, that's where the Winslow House is. It's really, you know, that's nice that it's got that level of recognition, as well it should. Mm-hmm. As I gather, there are a number of architectural historians who believe it's the first flowering of Wright's Prairie sentiments, as well as apparently someone has written with some degree of import that they believe that the Winslow House is also the first modern home, truly modern home in the U.S., which I thought was interesting. But yeah, it's clearly it's on the radar screen, which is real nice. Anyway, and I also tell people, well, if you want to see actually more than just that. And by the way, there's an interactive walking map that's available on site. The benefit of eye contact is additional ways to protect significant.
Two meetings ago, I know that.
Yeah, was it sent around?
Jim came across and put it back in.
Yeah, it was a questionnaire. Like it.
Oh, there's the original.
Oh, there's another one in the back.
Yeah.
An oral history gathering device. Yeah. Years.
Yeah. Present at the creation. what would we like to do with this? Is this something, you know, we want to disseminate a block party? I mean, one of the difficulties, one of the joys of our community is we continue to be revitalized by new people moving in. I know in the Double Long Block where Mary and I live, we are tied with one other owner as having the longest tenure on the block. So that makes us silver beards, I guess. So to that end, there aren't a lot of folks who've got extensive back histories, although one of the benefits with a lot of these homes is the people pass down either stories or artifacts or information on all the property.
It was when they applied to get the street block village loop, that will be maybe take a dozen or 20 of those as just a Xerox issue. That's part of the package. The captain for the block party then does his best. Happens to be someone on our block that we try to take charge of it and on their throat. Someone says, I know interesting fact, just things that we don't know, or oral history or.
persuasion as opposed to forcing down the throat.
Yeah. Some different styles, Dave.
Yeah. So noted. So noted. Is there any other business?
We're going to have another house walk, but the sidewalk tours are not as frequent as previous years, having trouble finding docents. But there will be we had the West Side Stories, the Edgewood and Thatcher, as Dave Reno Ogden knows. June, when was that, Dave?
A half ago or something?
Uh-huh.
I hopped out and surprised Jan.
Because William Drummond came out, the 559 Edgewood House, and talked to the guests for.
Was Mr. Drummond wearing a celluloid collar? I mean, all the photographs I've ever seen of Drummond show this very prominent high celluloid collar.
Louis, this was
no, he was barefoot. And
he had a Grateful Dead T-shirt on.
Well, Mr. Drummond was clearly responsive to the styles of the times, as he was known as an architect.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah, I mean, he evolved over time, unlike some who were kind of caught with only one particular style and tried to, as it were, force it to people.
Well, he was the man of the moment. So. So we're going to have a Keystone Walk August 12th. So we're selling this on sale. But from the Keystone Walk last year, neighbor in River Forest has asked Rachel for a private tour for a family reunion in River Forest, and they want to do the one they didn't take last. So we will be giving a private tour for the Edgewood.
Very nice. Right. Very nice.
So,
congratulations.
That's when that is. August 5th. We're pretty excited, and she hasn't firmed it up yet, but she's working on that. But I thought it was great that one of our first neighbors said that they would like.
Great. The one thing that I'm thinking of that I jotted down is we'll have to schedule a formal public hearing with respect to the garage demolition application for 553 Thatcher, and that will require some decided scheduling because that'll have to be both placed on a placard on the property as well as advertised in the newspaper. So if you can float out some dates, Luke, as to when that may be, and we can see, you know, we can get the hopefully as many commissioners as possible to attend, because we've got that. We've got two certificate of appropriateness applications as part of our normal meeting of 553 Thatcher, plus we're going to sort of close the application process with respect to application awards. So that'll be a fairly full agenda, perhaps a bit longer meeting than we normally have, so people can make an effort to attend and respond to Luke's potential dates for that out to the
I don't have any dates off the top of my mind. There has to be mailers as well, certified mailers, the sign, and the newspaper. So, but yes, please be on the lookout for an email from me. The July date, the regularly scheduled would be the 27th. Or it's the fourth Thursday, correct?
Fourth.
Would be the 27th.
I know that I will not be here for the 20th.
We can move it up to the 20th? Just preliminary tossing it out there.
Absolutely, I can do the 20th. You know, there's great trepidation saying I won't be here for the 27th.
really not that complicated to run a meeting.
New rules, if I'm out of town on business, call in?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Yes. Yeah. I gather the way that works, Luke, is what we'll do is what we did last time, that if someone is unavailable to attend either because of illness or business travel, and what we can do is we can have people call in, and as part of that process, the commission would then vote to allow them to attend, as well as vote to allow them to cast a vote. Right?
We need a quorum in-house, though. The additional online members in.
Okay. Is there anything else? Anything else? Is there
motion to adjourn?
Second.
Chairman Franek.
Aye.
Commissioner Forehand. Commissioner Reno Ogden. Commissioner Sager.
Aye.
Commissioner Graham White.
Aye.
Commissioner Krasinski.
Aye.
Commissioner Murr.
Aye.
Adjourned.